I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Shaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and it's toasty, 85 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. The search for a missing Farmington woman with dementia is intensifying along the hills by her home. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports that she hasn't been seen since yesterday morning.
Even though Laura Waldron has dementia, her family says she still loved walking her dogs along the trails behind her Farmington home. They devised a way for her to get back home by using landmarks, and they believe that is where she was headed. However, police say it is possible she never went on her intended route. Farmington Police Chief Wayne Hansen says other agencies were called in to help search, and helicopters and drones were brought in to search from above.
Her family is also asking people living along the Farmington foothills to check their backyards and any unusual places for any sign of her. A major ruling today from the Utah Supreme Court on transgender rights after 3.5 years. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
The Utah Supreme Court ruling today, people can now change their government documents like birth certificates to their preferred gender identity.
Passports, driver's license. What people don't understand is that now that goes into health care because a woman needs different health care than a man needs health care.
Angie Rice, one of the plaintiffs in the suit brought before the court, has been battling for years after an Ogden judge denied her from changing hers, saying the issue was a legislative one.
I think I had no idea how much tension was being held inside.
Today, she says, all that changed.
It really now has made transgender individuals. There's no difference now under the Utah Constitution, under Utah law.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories from ABC News. We are now hearing from the family of one of two Asian women attacked and stabbed, apparently at random, at a San Francisco bus stop in the latest attack on elderly Asian residents in cities nationwide. Here's ABC's Alex Stone in California.
Tuesday was grocery day for 85-year-old Chu Fong, who had taken the bus that afternoon to Chinatown to buy food.
She's independent. She's very headstrong, and if she has to do something, she's going to do it. So, yeah, that's just her.
Drew is her grandson. She was sitting at a bus stop when she and another Asian woman were stabbed. After surgery, she's expected to survive. Police arrested a 54-year-old man who has a long criminal history, including assault with a deadly weapon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
After the death of Army Sergeant Specialist Vanessa Guillen last year, Fort Hood underwent an intense review for its handling of sexual harassment and assault complaints. The Texas Army base was told to make dozens of changes to their protocols, and they've reportedly already started the process. Congressman Marv Vesey on the House Military Personnel Subcommittee spoke to reporters after a two-day meeting with base command.
We could have been doing better. And I believe that Fort Hood really can be a pace setter and making change throughout the military for bases everywhere around the country and around the globe.
Fort Hood is also reportedly rolling out a new program to improve communication between soldiers and their families. The Justice Department is appealing a federal judge's decision to vacate the moratorium on rent. The CDC's temporary federal eviction moratorium has been extended multiple times. It was first enacted last fall by the Trump administration. The CDC has sought to extend the rule through the end of June. The judge alleges the CDC is overstepping its authority. After Georgia passed its controversial election law last month, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed one of his own. ABC's Gene Wexler is in Orlando with more.
It's the first bill signing I've ever done live on a national broadcast.
Governor Ron DeSantis defended only allowing Fox News to broadcast the signing.
But that's broadcast to millions of people.
Part of the law blocks election supervisors from using private grants for staffing and equipment.
We're going to make sure our elections are transparent and they're not being funded by special interests.
The law also restricts the mass mailing of ballots and requires drop boxes be available only when early voting sites are open. There are already at least three lawsuits in Florida challenging the constitutionality of the law. Gene Wexler, ABC News, Orlando.
The Census Bureau shows a lot of people are moving out of America's largest cities. The data released this week shows increased declines in the nation's densest metros and gains in small cities in the Sun Belt and West. The Bureau says people are motivated by a desire to be closer to family and a new freedom to make it happen because of remote working. Some cities are seeing more dogs being returned to shelters after the pandemic adoption boom. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards looks at what's happening in Salt Lake.
Go to any park or trail and it feels like there are more dogs there. Or maybe you have a new pup in your own home. Salt Lake County Animal Services spokeswoman Calista Pearson says they're not seeing a mass return of adopted dogs, but there are some teenage dogs coming back to them that were not trained or well socialized.
People can adopt these hard-to-adopt dogs. Their behaviors are workable. It just takes you having patience and being willing to commit time and energy.
She says separation anxiety is a thing for dogs right now as their owners go back to in-person working or just leaving the house more. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Ricky Meese, a lot of people not going anywhere very quickly.
Yeah, I know. It's really rough. If you can delay your travel time through Davis or Weber County tonight, you may want to consider that. Right now, northbound I-15, due to earlier accidents at the construction split approaching Clearfield, you have slow and go, but mostly stop and go delays from the Highway 89 split all the way up to the base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, who has the world's lowest voice? Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News is up next. He's going to tell us.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.